One thing we love, love, love is to share some inspiration in the morning, especially when we are reading the headlines, which are not always inspiring, to say the least. And in studio, excited to have Angie Harms, literacy specialist at Gold Hill Middle School, and a student at Gold Hill Middle School by the name of Bella Martin, Isabella. And we're talking about the Gold Hill Middle School and BBEL, Bulldogs Build a Better World. What is that all about? Well, why don't we start with you, Angie, and frame up for us what this movement that you all are doing over there across the river is all about.
So we have actually been having a special fundraising walk. This is our fourth year doing this for our sister school, Bell Academy in Uganda. So each fall, the kids have a couple of weeks right when we get to school. We try to get them, like you said, kind of inspired and motivated to do something bigger than themselves. So they have a couple of weeks to fundraise. They can buy T-shirts. And when they buy a T-shirt, they're also sending a T-shirt to a student or staff at Bell Academy, but they can also sponsor students. So for $35, they can sponsor a student for the entire school year. That's the cost.
That is awesome. Yeah.
For $150, they can sponsor a boarding student. So a lot of the kids actually live at Bell Academy because it's too far to walk back and forth to school. And then unfortunately, their teachers only get paid $70 a month, but Bella has actually sponsored some teacher salaries as well as some students as well. So those are ways you can give.
Well, wow. First of all, I love your T-shirt. It says Bulldogs Believe. Bella, you are not only looking at the students and connecting with your peer group, but you're looking at, you have this understanding of $70 a month is the payment that teachers receive, not really being enough for all that they do. Before we go any further, tell me a little bit about how you would compare the education in Uganda to what you and your friends receive every day at Gold Hill Middle School.
So compared to Uganda's education right now at BBL Academy, we are very privileged and we are very, we have different resources, multiple resources that we can use to learn. And while at BBL Academy, they have very few different resources. They have to share books, and they're not in well condition. And so it's difficult for them to learn in an environment where it's hard to understand how well or unwell these textbooks or books have been used.
You only know what you know. Now, is it true that they have to pay for their education?
That is true, yes.
So you mean you just can't go to school like in the States?
Yeah, no. They have to pay fees to go to their school. But for BBL Academy, it is a public school. And so all students are welcome there. And
as long as they have money to pay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
I think that was his vision. You know, he wants all these students who normally wouldn't be going to school because they live in such a rural place to be able to have a place to go. And so he wants to provide, but, you know, that's hard to do. And that's where we've sort of stepped in and made a big difference for a lot of students.
Well, you know, we talk about education leading us to opportunities. It opens the door to so many things. But in Uganda, if you don't have education, basically, what is the path of your life?
Yeah, labor, maybe only.
Yes.
Very
limited.
Yeah.
And you talked about the entire school reading a book. You do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that you always choose something that facilitates that thinking beyond self.
Yes.
What are you guys reading this year?
So this year we're reading I Will Always Write Back, which is the story of two pen pals, basically. It's a nonfiction. It's factual.
Wow.
And so Caitlin and Martin tell a story of how their relationship changed both of their lives. And so right now we're at a point where we're reading, and Caitlin is in seventh grade, and she's finally kind of realizing the life that Martin is living in Zimbabwe. So it's been a real eye-opener for her, but also we are able to make so many connections to Bell Academy. And we actually have sent them some books, too. So they're going to read I Will Always Write Back as well with us this year.
Well, I love pen pals. I had one when I was in fourth grade. And it just is so fun to learn about someone's life through their perspective and contrast what a day in the life for you looks like and what a day in the life for your pen pal looks like. Now, Belle, you know, for a minute I thought, Bella, you've done so much work towards this this cause. Is there any, I mean, maybe you guys were just meant to be together with the name of the school kind of being shortened to Bell. Tell me about some of the work that you've done above and beyond just this year.
So I have donated money for students, and I've also had two pen pals. So I have written to two
Now, is this old-fashioned writing or is this email?
Old-fashioned writing.
I love it. Yes. It lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, and okay.
It's really fun because I got to see their perspective and their point of view and what they had in Uganda compared to what I have here in America. And so I think it's really special that I got to write to them and I got to get to know them through a letter.
I think that's just wonderful. Now, you were born in Africa.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about that.
So I was born in South Africa, and I moved to America when I was 1.5, and so I don't have the accent. But I have been back 3 times, and I understand and I know the circumstances to where I am very privileged and where people in Africa, such as BBL Academy, they are not very privileged and they don't have as many resources as we have here in America.
Being able to read through the words of someone living there makes it feel very real. And the cause that much greater. How has your school embraced this opportunity at Bell Academy?
It's actually one of the things I love about our relationship is as soon as we, this is something kind of funny and weird that I do, but
I like funny and weird.
We send the t-shirts and I tell all the kids, touch the t-shirts, you know, send your love, but touch it. And so then when you can see the pictures, you know, you touch that t-shirt. And so he sends us pictures as quickly as he can. I'm actually sending him a GoPro camera because the videos he sends are not very high quality, and he knows that. So he's working on that. But we love to see the pictures. When we send kids letters, I'll be like, please take pictures of them opening the letters. Or a lot of times our kids will want to send them little gifts. Like the shipping is what's so expensive. But so they'll send just little supplies that the kids love. They have a lot of preschool and kindergarten, first grade age, so they wanted little pencil grips. So I sent some little pencil grips this summer, and it was so cute watching them open them. So that's one of the best things about this relationship is there is no middleman. Everything we send goes directly to the students, and he sends us pictures and videos as quickly as he can.
I just think this is fantastic. How did you first learn about the Bell Academy?
So actually through a student about 10 years ago. We always teach the Holocaust, and we wanted students to understand genocide. And so we asked them to do a research project, and a student came to me and said, can I do my research project on Uganda? And I said, I don't know anything about Uganda. I'd love, you know, for you to do that. Well, she knew someone who had grown up there, and then she ended up bringing that gentleman to our school where I was in Illinois, and from there it just grew. My students wanted to do something, and that's how I got hooked up with Stephen. He was starting the school in 2014. We just started sending stuff. He didn't know that, you know, that we were going to start this relationship. Never asked for one thing until the pencils.
Wonderful.
When I got here and we sent 10,000 pencils.
Wow. Well, real quick, tell us how we can get involved to help you. What's coming up?
Yeah. So we got the walk on Friday. So you can donate to the school, just to Gold Hill Middle School. You can send in, you know, checks, or if you want to drop off cash, that's fine. We also have a teacher page set up we have teachers who are taking a trip next year to actually help physically build the school. So funds can go to that as well. There's no way to pay online right now, except for students.
Well, I love it. Good luck. Keep up the great work and the inspiration. Bella Martin, and of course you, Angie Harms, doing so much to make a difference, not only here locally, but across the world.
Yes.
We love it.
Thanks.
Hey,
thank you.